Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to our new feature on thesportsvirus.com, Warriors Extra, with our field reporter, Ryan Leong.
And joining us on Warriors Extra for the Sports Virus is Diamond Leong, who's the Warriors beat writer for Bay Area News Group. And I know the paper is now formally known as the Mercury News, no longer the San Jose in the title. Diamond, welcome to the Sports Virus.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
Well, thanks for joining us. And first of all, I want to tell our listeners that we are not related. And we look similar. No, not exactly. Yeah. And our spelling of our last name is similar but different. Yours is L-E-U-N-G. Mine is L-E-O-N-G. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's start off with the interview. Diamond, Warriors having a phenomenal season, chasing history, and your thoughts on the pursuit of 73?
Well, it looks like they're not going to have too much trouble getting there if all goes as planned. They've gone through a really difficult portion of their schedule, whether it's through long road trips, through all the back-to-backs, the last example being the other night at Utah, where they... in the altitude in the second game of back-to-back, they were able to come back to win that one. So I think this team just keeps coming through time and time again. They've shown it throughout the season. And now, at the time of this taping, they've got to win, 5 of 7 to get to 73. So it looks like it's going to happen. And and that would obviously be an amazing achievement for the team.
I find it amazing, I don't know about you, they're surprising, rather, that people are upset that the players are chasing his record, that Kerr should be resting his players. I mean, I find that kind of absurd. I mean, you're chasing history. Why wouldn't you go for the record?
Right. I think the team, maybe for someone that would be upset about that, the team definitely understands that the main goal is the championship. And the argument that Kerr's been using about, you know, resting his guys in large quantities, I think what it... he's saying is, if you're going to rest somebody, it doesn't guarantee that you won't get hurt. You can always get hurt in practice. You can get hurt if you're maybe trying to play at less than 100% aggression-wise. You can get hurt in a lot of different ways. So at this point, the team is chasing history, and I think the Warriors feel like that's an important thing to the players, that they can't just snatch that out of their hands and take it out of their hands and just instantly institute rest. So it's a delicate line to balance, but I think the main thing is that the Warriors do understand that there is a line and that they're thinking about it at a very high level.
Sure. We're joined by Diamond Leong here on the Sports Virus. Diamond is the Warriors beat writer for the Mercury News. This team has been so smooth. There's been, like, you know, really hardly any kind of like drama or friction, except when Coach Kerr came back. There seemed to be some friction between Draymond Green and his playing style versus Kerr, as opposed to how it was under Luke Walton. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, absolutely. I just recently wrote a story about that, and it's something that Steve Kerr is open about talking about. There were some slight coaching differences when Steve Kerr came back and took over for Luke Walton. That was very much apparent because Draymond had played so well leading up to the All-Star game, becoming an All-Star, and right around the time when Kerr came back, he just seemed a little less confident in his shot. He started slumping at one point, and I think he had to bounce back to play at the level that where he's playing at now. To do that, you know, he really worked hard at his shot, also worked hard with Luke Walton, a guy that he really connects with. Obviously a younger coach, closer to his age, and I think they got through it. And also, at the same time, he got through it with Coach Kerr. These are two of the most competitive personalities on the team. They have a unique relationship that kind of where they push each other in a lot of ways, and they're not afraid to do so. They like doing so. They invite that. That can lead to some friction at times, as you saw during the incident at Oklahoma City. But I think for the most part, this is a team that continues to grow, during the season. Things don't quite stay the same all the time. And Draymond's improvement is just another example of that.
What are your thoughts on how that was, how that transpired? I mean, as a journalist, I know you've got a duty to report something, but I think Lisa Salters, was a little out of line. You know, she was listening to Draymond through the wall, assuming it was Draymond, and then, of course, it was later confirmed that it was, but... isn't it kind of careless as a journalist to make assumptions like that and sort of like, you're sort of like almost overstepping your bounds?
My personal opinion is that I don't believe so. The reason being that ESPN/ABC pays a lot of money to be the rights holder. They get exclusive access to a lot of things that us regular Joes maybe don't. They have green room access before the game, one-on-one interviews. In this instance, from what I understand, they had every right to be standing right outside the locker room during that particular incident. And whatever you hear technically goes. They went about it. They did the report, and it turned out to be true, obviously. I know that Draymond wasn't happy about it. He's indicated that in multiple interviews, and eventually, you know, you move past it. Just the other day, we saw Draymond's and Lisa Salter's embrace. You know, it's one of those things where, sure, there's a lot of media issues with players, and sometimes we don't understand each other's jobs. But I think, in the end, if you talk about it, if you think about it, you know, she provided kind of an interesting window into what goes on, and you know, it was reported fairly and accurately.
Fair enough. I mean, I always want to get someone else's opinion on the matter. I'm actually kind of on your side too, but our esteemed founder of the Sports Virus, Joe Castellano, and he works in television production, by the way, was totally against it and thinks it was overstepping the bounds. But we now have a couple of different opinions on it, so I'm glad to get your point of view on that. Speaking of which, covering the Warriors as you have now, is this your third season on the beat?
Yes, this is my third season. I started in the middle of Mark Jackson's final season, and so we're about 2 years and change here.
Yeah, and I know you've covered a lot. You were a Dodgers beat writer. You covered college basketball for a time. What do you like about the Warriors beat, and how would you compare that to some of the other beats you've been on?
I mean, I think that I would cover any beat the same, no matter how they're doing, how the team is doing successfully. It's just really telling the story, what's there, getting into all the kind of the interactions and the machinations and how a team operates. But this particular team, I think, is special. And it's kind of a privilege to be able to cover a special story, really, because so many different people are interested. You've got basketball fans who are just obsessed about what Steph Curry's doing. You've got non-basketball fans who also want to hear the story and understand why this Warriors team is where it is right now after so many years of struggling and just tough times for the franchise. So I think for the main thing is it's a great story to tell, and you know, I love being in that position to where I can do that.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Diamond Leung joining us here on the Sports Virus, the Warriors beat writer for the Mercury News. You know, just from my own personal standpoint, I think the thing that's really cool about being credentialed, and maybe it's kind of a Wayne's World moment where you got the backstage pass and you're flashing it all around, and it's pretty exciting. I would have to say it is exciting. I mean, we have to try to maintain our objectivity and our professionalism, but do you ever find yourself in moments where you're covering this team this season and you pinch yourself because you're just seeing some stuff, you know, you're seeing things you may not ever see again?
Maybe it's just me and my personality, but rarely. It's kind of one of those deals where maybe by now it's certainly more of a job. But yeah, I think you have to have passion about this job. You have to sometimes reach down to whatever your childlike fantasy is and really get into remembering why you're in this business, why you're in sports writing. And I think if you can draw from that and never forget that, I think it helps you understand which moments are the most newsworthy, which moments are the most special. And that's something I definitely rely upon. You know, we go through a lot as beat writers, whether it's travel, whether it's dealing with players every day, dealing with coaches, a lot of people involved, a lot of time demands going on. But I think when you boil it down, there's still that love for sports and what it means, what it can do to a community, how people can rally around the whole thing. So, you know, I take a lot of pride in being able to cover this particular story.
Okay, so lastly on that point, what was the driving force for you? Was it when you were in high school, when you were, how old were you when you realized that this is what you wanted to do for a living?
You know, I really kind of fell into it. I started doing journalism in college at UCLA. I wrote my first article at UCLA. It was actually a feature, like a small little feature story on Tommy Maddox when he was in the XFL playing for the LA franchise. I just kind of fell in love with it, like instantly. I liked doing the research. I liked doing the interviews. I liked putting together stories, and I just kind of fell into it and never stopped. It's been essentially job-wise, love of my life.
Well, we love the fact that you were able to cover the Warriors, and thanks for your time for being on the Sports Virus, Diamond.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.